American Family News, I'm Musty P. President-elect Donald Trump could take a harsher line against China as he heads back to the White House amid ongoing cyber attacks from that country. Hillary Vaughn tells us more from Capitol Hill.
It seems like there is no longer an appetite to let our adversaries cyber attack us without doing anything to hit back. The latest cyber attack targeting the Library of Congress, the cyber breach exposing email communications between congressional offices and the library staff, the hack described as a sophisticated foreign adversary espionage where one of our enemies wanted to gain access to what types of questions lawmakers were asking and what information they were given.
The House Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee holds a hearing regarding FEMA's response to Hurricanes Helene and Milton across the South. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell testifies, denouncing the actions of a former employee who was accused of telling relief workers to skip homes with signage in support of then-candidate Donald Trump.
I do not believe that this employee's actions are indicative of any widespread cultural problems at FEMA. FEMA, however, has taken appropriate action to ensure that this matter is fully investigated.
President-elect Donald Trump is said to be considering options for his Treasury Secretary nominee. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
There are five names now on the shortlist. We've seen a steady stream of black SUVs coming in and out of Mar-a-Lago. Now, the post for Treasury Secretary could arguably be the number most important spot in a Trump administration. Now, the next Treasury Secretary is going to have to deal with ballooning debt. The person will enact Trump's tax plan and his tax cuts to try and extend that. Not just, you know, extending, but also the tax, cutting tax on tips, Social Security, overtime, as promised in the campaign. Now, the Treasury post will have to come up with a plan to pay for the Trump agenda while keeping the inflation low.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says they've been coordinating with both Senate Republicans and President-elect Donald Trump about their objectives for when the next session begins, adding they're already discussing policies they plan to implement.
We want to grow our economy and defeat inflation. We want to restore the border. We want to restore America's energy dominance, provide educational freedom, and dismantle the deep state.
A conservative political commentator says it is certainly time to celebrate the coming good times that are driving the left to want to smash things. Chad Groening has more.
Robert Nunn is a columnist for the Washington Times. His latest column is entitled, Good Things Are Happening. In it, he describes how some on the left are trying to cope with losing the election by going to a place in Washington, D.C. called the Kraken.
Where they pay $30 to get some hammers and crowbars and smash things. And one of them is said by the Washington Post to be smashing all these plates with Trump spelled out on them. And I don't want to indulge in too much schadenfreude. That's where you take too much pleasure in the demise of your opponents. But I only cited that one example because the left is melting down everywhere. They're having extreme reactions to the Trump victory.
But Knight says it is better to move on to the good things that are happening.
Justice Department will be back to being an arm of the federal government that enforces the law instead of breaks it. The Defense Department will be involved in protecting our sovereignty, maybe even our border, but certainly our stature in the world as the leading defense establishment.
Knight concludes his column by pointing out that the January 6th defendants, some of whom are still being mistreated by the Biden-Harris Justice Department, will see justice done at last.
A lot of people apparently want to be with family and friends this Thanksgiving, and TSA officials are getting ready for a record holiday travel period.
The Transportation Security Administration says they're planning to screen 18.3 million people in our airports from November 26th through December 2nd. That is 6% more than last year, with nearly 3 million people alone expected Wednesday and more than 3 million next Sunday. The TSA says in a release that if you plan to pack gravy, cranberry sauce, wine, jam, and preserves, those are considered liquids or gels, and if you have more than 3.4 ounces on you, you have to check it. People are generally traveling more. The TSA administrator says the 10 busiest travel days in their agency history have all occurred this year. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.